please the court, I'm going to Eric Roth, I'm going to count the team in the time allotted to us. We have two issues that I'd like to address. First is whether the Batman Act of California statute issued here is applied constitutes in the sense of the FRA U.S. Constitution. The second issue is one that this court asked the parties to address when it appointed me as chosen counsel, and that is whether the Supreme Court case of Heck versus Humphrey from 1994 applied.
Help me with the conceptualization here. I find this case very confusing, difficult to get in logical order. His beef is that is with the restitution, not with his custody, right? The restitution, there are two concerns. One is changing the percentage deducted each month, and the other is the applying restitution at all on the theory that there were victims when he says it's victimless.
It is the first issue that appears
on appeal. Only raising the percentage.
Correct.
Counsel, doesn't Corrales versus Cain solve this matter? Did the court already construe this regulation and penal code section, rather?
That is the case, Your Honor, that the state claims had on completely in this case, as far as I can tell.
And why isn't that dispositive?
I believe that case is wrongly decided.
Well, that's another matter. So is that your argument, that Corrales was wrongly decided?
Insofar as it is brought to bear by the state in this case, yes. There was a little thing in that case that came to water a little bit, which was the prisoner's stipulation to pay restitution.
Okay, but here, you're aware of the fact that as a three-judge panel, we have no ability to overturn Corrales.
Yes, sir.
An en banc court can, but we can't. Aren't we bound by that case?
If it says what the state says it does, I'm not sure.
Why is what the state says wrong about that case?
Well, Quarles
says that the amendments didn't increase the amounts of restitution.
And that doesn't happen here either, did it? I mean, the amount, was it $10,000 that your client owes, right?
Well, yes.
Okay, now that amount didn't change, did it? It was just the wage deduction, and in Quarles it went increased from 20% to 50%. What's the difference between that and this case other than the percentages?
Well, the amount of restitution itself is an unclear phrase, I believe.
But the same issue existed in Quarles, didn't it?
Well, it appears so.
Okay, so I I'm confused. You're saying Quarles is wrongly decided. Okay, you're certainly entitled to your opinion, but that's controlling law in the Ninth Circuit unless it's overruled by an en banc decision. That case involved the very same penal code section. You have somebody that claimed the very same things you're doing. The amount has not changed. They just took more out. Same thing you're claiming, the court said, doesn't work, there's not a problem here. So why aren't you lost as far as Quarles is concerned?
If that's the court's decision, then it's interpreted that way to apply to the facts of this case. And
how is it distinguished?
Counsel, help me on this. If I understood what you said before, we don't have to review whether restitution should have been imposed or $10,000 in restitution should have been imposed. All that's before us is increasing the percentage taken each month from the account. So it seems like what we would do is have a memorandum disposition, unpublished deposition, saying that's not additional punishment, so ex post facto doesn't apply under Quarles. We don't have to reach Heck versus Humphrey or Rooker versus Feldman or any of these complicated things. And then you would have a shot at rehearing en banc on whether Quarles was wrong.
That's what I was trying to say, Your Honor. Thank you.
Have I got that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks. That really makes it clear to me.
So are you giving up on the other issues, on Hecht and Rooker versus Feldman and so on?
Well, no, I'd like to address Heck for briefly. Heck was an unusual case because the prisoner there was suing for money damages, and yet his avenue to get to those was strictly based on the impropriety of his conviction, as he claimed. And so I believe Heck really needs to be read much more narrowly, which is to say that when money damages are pursued under 1983, and yet the theory of that claim calls into question the actual validity of the conviction, then the Heck rule requiring habeas and other exhaustion comes into play. But that's not what happens here.
Well, don't you have another problem with a different case, and that one's Guerrero versus Gates, which seems to foreclose your argument in that area as well, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the theory there.
It's 442 Fed 3rd 697. Seems that it's right on point, as far as the Hecht issue is concerned.
I can only offer, in contrast, the Muhammad case, the Supreme Court interpreted Hecht 10 years later, in 2004. And what it said there, that was another prisoner case where, again, the prisoner was bringing a 1983 claim, but was not contesting the actual validity of his conviction nor the duration of his sentence. And the Muhammad court interpreted Heck to say that when that is the case, that prisoner has a colorable 1983 claim. And that's exactly the situation here.
You're not trying to set aside the restitution order part of the judgment. Okay. So that Heck probably doesn't apply. That's the situation.
It sounds like we're in Heck because the district court dismissed it on the basis of Heck. But really, Quarles would do the job without Heck. Is that right?
I think that might be true. But as this court, requested that we address Heck.
Sure.
And
oh, no! Nobody's blaming you.
And I think it's pretty clear that Heck doesn't apply. Again, the Muhammad interpretation of it and the language of Heck itself, it refers to what's an unconstitutional sentence. And again, the rest, because we're not contesting the actual original imposition of the restitution order, that sentence is not what we're claiming is unconstitutional. It's the way that
the client just doesn't want as much taken out of his paycheck every month as the government wants to.
Actually, it's a prisoner trust account.
His relatives put it in there.
That's right.
And they don't want to send it because it's going to be cut.
That's right. And it's exactly
it's
right.
Going to be cut anyway right now, but 20%, right?
Up to original rule was 22% counting the administrative fee. Now it's up to 55%.
I guess from his view, it's kind of like raising your income tax rate from 20% to 55%.
Yes, sir. And this is the money that prisoners use to buy things in prison. The toiletries and books and extra food and all the things that we take for granted. These are the exact things that jailers take away from prisoners when they want to punish them, which is why that we assert that it does in fact constitute additional punishment. So I'll reserve the rest of my time. Thank you.
Thank you.
May it please the Court, Jose Zeldon Cepeda, California Attorney General's Office for Defendant Sandy Manifi. I just wanted to start with what my colleague, Mr. Roth, basically said in answer to Judge Kleinfeld's question that the Court doesn't have to reach the Heck issue if it finds that it does not have to decide whether the restitution order should have been imposed in the first place. And I submit that, as Judge Smith has pointed out, that the issue regarding California Penal Code 2085.5 has been clearly decided by Quarles v. Cain. So that takes care of that issue.
Wait a minute. I think what you just said was that if we do reach the Heck issue, we have controlling authority that would decide it in your favor. But I don't think you responded to the proposition that we do not have to reach the Heck issue the challenge is only to raising the percentage, not to imposition of the restitution, and therefore Quarles would control without regard to Heck or Rooker. Is that right?
I was a little bit confused by that as well. I saw that in the
opening. Saying, yeah, I owe $10,000. No problem. I don't claim before you that I don't owe $10,000. What I claim before you is you can take 20 cents out of the dollar like you used to from my prison funds, but you can't start taking 55 cents out of every dollar in my prison funds because that's additional punishment. It's just like what's done to a prisoner who misbehaves. And Quarles says, no, it isn't. And that would control, that would dispose of the case. Am I missing something there?
No, that's my understanding, Your Honor. To the extent that the plaintiff's position is that he's not challenging the original restitution order, but instead the subsequent changes to 2085.5, that is foreclosed by Quarles v. Cain. In terms of the Heck issue, I don't know if the court wants me to go ahead and talk about that issue. I was ready to discuss it in light of the court's order asking the parties to brief that issue.
Please address it.
In Heck v. Humphrey, the court talked about the hoary principle that civil tort actions are not appropriate vehicles for challenging the validity of outstanding criminal judgments. Now, as we just discussed, to the extent that the challenge is only to the additional deductions from Mr. Glassage's inmate trust account, then there is no Heck challenge. I mean, there is no Heck issue because those later deductions do not call into question the validity of the original punishment.
I'm trying to figure out, that's where I start getting confused in this case. He's not challenging his custody, so I don't think habeas applies. He's not challenging the criminal judgment that was imposed. It's hard for me to see how Heck has anything to do with anything.
I think part of the confusion, Your Honor, is that my reading of the district court's order and plaintiff's pro se complaint did challenge the restitution order, and therefore the district court held two different things, that to the extent
Yes, the challenge seemed to be different there.
Correct. But now, since my understanding is that plaintiff's position is that the challenge is solely to the additional deductions under the changes to the statute, to that extent, I think that Heck would not apply because those are not challenges to the conviction or the sentence.
What's the government's position on Rooker-Feldman? As I read it, it seems like Vlasic is asking the court to, or asking us to order the district court to interpret applicable California statutes and regulations and determine whether the district court's application was right or wrong. Isn't that what we have here?
Yes, Your Honor. I think that Rooker-Feldman would also bar this claim because it's tantamount to Mr. Vlasic asking this court to sit as a court of appeals in the state court criminal judgment. We just did not brief that issue because the Heck issue was complicated enough as it is.
And the state court interpreted a state statute in making this determination, right?
Correct. And it does not appear that that was ever challenged in state court, which we submit to the court would have been the appropriate forum for that. In terms of the Quarles issue, it seems like the court is pretty comfortable with that. I just wanted to point out that the particular distinction raised in Mr. Vlasic's reply brief was not the basis for deciding the case, that there was no indication by the court that the particular stipulation mentioned in that case was the reason why the claim was foreclosed, but instead that there was this no ex post facto challenge. And if there are no more questions, I'll just go ahead and submit.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
I would just add one point briefly for the record as far as the relationship between restitution and punishment. One thing that ultimately I believe we will have to decide is whether the time value of money is significant here. Taking a dollar from me today costs me more than taking it from me next year. And this statute accelerates the money extracted from the prisoner, and on that basis constitutes additional punishment. And
I hope suggesting our banking system should be indicted.
Something we've all been reading about a lot lately, Your Honor, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Vlasic v. San Diego Superior Court is submitted. We'll hear Botello v. Gamble.
Thank you.